Patterns of Presence, Day 17, Mark 6, verse 45. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. Jesus sends the disciples ahead of him to the other side of the lake. He issues them a command and an order that reflects his will and his purpose for them. And what is truly amazing is that while the disciples journey into what Jesus has asked of them, we look at his actions and we see that he spends time dismissing the crowd. This in some senses is quite out of character for Jesus. We often read him slipping away from the crowds, stepping aside, telling people who've experienced miracles to keep quiet so as to avoid the crowds and avoid the publicity. But this moment is quite different. Jesus single-handedly seeks to deal with the crowd. And the backdrop is important here. Jesus has just fed the 5,000. So this crowd is a big one. There is well in excess of 5,000 people here. That's bigger than some villages. And Jesus says to the disciples, "You get in the boat and head on ahead, while I pronounce the benediction and send everyone to their separate homes in safety." And you could imagine the discussion and debate between Jesus and his friends. "But Jesus, there's all these people. We can't leave you here on your own. Let us hang about with you until they're gone and then we'll set off. Let us help you. You needed us to feed all of these people, so let us help you say goodbye to them and see them off the premises." But Jesus made them get in the boat. He insists, "I'll take care of this. You need to go to Bethsaida." You could almost imagine the quiet smile on Jesus' face. "Guys, I'm more than capable of handling this crowd. I've got this. Don't let this hold you back from your journey. I'll deal with this. You need to go." The disciples relent and step into the boat. And while they're journeying, Jesus is on the shore organising everyone's lift home. Now this picture is significant. While the disciples journey in obedience to Jesus, Jesus is dealing with the crowd. Jesus dealt with that which would have held them back from journeying into purpose and from stepping out into the will of God in that moment. This is so simple, but yet it's so important. There are times when God calls us to pursue purpose, to journey into his will, to step out into the unknown, and it's like we hear it, and in response to that, an inner dialogue begins. "Ah, but the family won't understand. Work won't accommodate this. But God, to step into this means I've got to let go of that. And what's going to happen to that when I do? Who else will do that? Ah, but God, the wife, the husband won't agree. What about the kids? But God, the resources aren't available. I can't afford to. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. I don't have the capacity. God, I don't have the experience. I don't have the ability. Ah, this is the wrong season. This is the wrong time for this. But so-and-so isn't well and such needs me to do this." And Jesus responds to all of those inner conversations with, "It's okay. I've got it covered. I'll deal with that. You need to step out." He says, "It's okay. I'm already on it. I'll sort it. I'll take care of that. Don't let it hold you back from stepping out. Don't let it stop you from journeying into your purpose. I'm on it. I've got it covered. I'll take care of it." There are times that God asks us, step out, step up, step in, change position, move in direction, change function. And as quickly as we identify what he is asking of us, is as quickly as we identify a long list of reasons not to do it, or why we can't do it, or why we shouldn't do it, and God says, "It's okay, I'm on it. I'm quite capable of handling this. I'm quite good at dealing with this. I'll take care of this. You need to journey into that." Jesus says, "Trust me and journey into what I'm asking of you." The disciples set sail across the lake, leaving the dismissal of the crowd to Jesus and as his responsibility. And they fully trust that he is taking care of it. You see, prioritizing presence isn't an easy task. It involves trust and it involves the releasing of control. It requires us being willing to let go and to lay down. But more than that, it involves us putting things into his hands and leaving them there. Now, doing that with the spiritual stuff isn't always the hardest, because often that stuff is just out of our control. We have no control over when healing comes or breakthrough happens, when God moves or when the valley ends and the burden lifts. Even the inner workings of our own souls and the complexities of our emotions and the journeys that he takes us on with those aspects are really easy or relatively easy to hand over and lay down, because we often just don't have a choice. But when it comes to the stuff that doesn't just impact us, well, that's quite a bit harder. But yet, we come back to those age-old truths, that he makes a way for his call. He doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. He brings provision for the vision that he gives us. It's cracking rhetoric, that. But the way that those truths move from rhetoric to reality is trust. There are times that he gives us a call, he invites us on a journey. And at the starting line, before we can fully launch into what he's asked of us, we need to let go and we need to lay stuff down. We need to give him the things that are holding us back and trust him to deal with them. When we hear his call and perceive his purpose, it is natural that we weigh it and level it against the contents of our own worlds and view it in light of our responsibilities, relationships, capacity and capability. It's not wrong to have reservations when we begin to try and fit the call and purpose within the framework of our lives. And when we raise our concerns and air our stresses and vent our anxieties, Jesus doesn't respond to us with, "Ah, well, too bad, how sad, you miss out then." No, he says, "It's okay, I'll deal with that. I'll take care of that. I'll handle that. I'll look after the stuff that crowds the shoreline of your everyday life, so that you can push the boat out and begin to explore the depths of my call and my purpose. Give it to me. I'll handle it." Prioritizing presence isn't an easy task. It involves trust and the releasing of control. Today, pause. Hold in tension the call and purpose over your life with the pressures and burdens that are holding you back. What crowds the shore for you? People? Personalities? Relationships? Maybe perceptions? Self-doubt? Self-esteem? Is it capacity, ability, finance, opportunity? Jesus says, "I'll take care of those. I'll handle them. I've got them. Push the boat out, child. Look ahead. Begin the journey. Explore all that I have for you. And trust me with the rest." Today, take just a moment. Step away from all that crowds the narrative in your head and in your heart. Give it all to Jesus. He'll take care of it. And he'll take care of it just as well as he takes care of you.
My soul will embark. I'll follow your voice straight into the dark. Should there come a moment where faith and I part, speak to the sails of my wonder. Like the wind you guide, clear the skies before me, and I'll glide this open sea. Like the stars, your word
Your truth is the compass that points me back north. Oh, Jesus, my captain, my soul's trusted Lord. All my allegiance is rightfully yours. Like the wind you guide, clear the skies before me, and I'll glide.
Through waters and charted, my soul.